It was a huge surprise, big bombshell yesterday when Senator Spector announced this. It's unclear when it will actually become effective, when he, you know, typically switches, when we switch him over from the, you know, R to the D side. But whenever that happens, that puts Democrats in operative control of 59 seats compared to 40 for the Republicans. And, of course, we have that one seat in Minnesota that's still vacant because the former Republican incumbent Norm Coleman is staging a long legal challenge to this apparent but razor-thin victory by Al Franken, and the Minnesota Supreme Court still has to decide that. But if that is decided as anticipated in Al Franken's favor, they will have that magic 60 votes with Senator Spector.
Jody, I was on Capitol Hill yesterday looking at some of the other topics that were going on, and that was just a big buzz in the newsroom. But when I'm looking at Senator Spector's kind of committee assignments, there must be some kind of deal going on here in terms of giving him maybe a chairmanship or a some kind of high-profile position, because there's, I guess, to be honest, there's nothing, you don't do something for nothing on Capitol Hill. Do you have any sense yet of, in terms of, you know, he's on the committee, Appropriations Committee, the Judiciary Committee, the VA Committee, any sense there of, in terms of where he may be angling?
Well, I think the most important thing that's going to happen for him are the Democrats are going to campaign for him in 2010, including the most important Democrats, those who are in the White House. President Obama and Vice President Biden have made it clear that they wanted this switch. They campaigned for it. And yesterday they both promised that they're going to go out and actively campaign for him in 2010. He would have had a lot of difficulty winning as a Republican. As a Democrat with that kind of support, he's much more likely to retain his seat. And then I think at that point, you know, he will probably get benefits on the Hill. At this point, they're not going to probably change the committee, you know, his committee assignments. He already obviously was the former chairman of the Judiciary Committee and the ranking Republican. He will continue to have a big say there. But the big thing this does for him is gives him, you know, electoral, it gives him a much more greater sense of confidence in his of having a victory in 2010. He was almost, you know, there was a good likelihood that he was going to lose that primary. So this really changes the stakes for him, and this is clearly why he did this.
We're talking to Jody Snyder, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about the flip that Senator Arlen Specter did yesterday from Republican to Democrat. All right, so I guess two questions. Did the senator's fate really get sealed when he voted for the stimulus bill? And B, does he have the opportunity, do we think, to win the Democratic primary? Because, I mean, doesn't he have an issue there?
Right. I mean, it's not going to be easy for him. I'll answer the second part of the question first, I guess. It's, you know, that's not going to be an automatic win there, but he would, as a Republican, and he himself said yesterday, as a Republican, it was going to be, you know, he didn't think he could win as a Republican in Pennsylvania. You know, now with the help he'll have with the Democrats, he thinks that he will be able to you know, fight that challenge. The other part of the question, remind me, the first part is...
Yeah, whether his fate was sealed by voting for the stimulus when the that really angered Republicans.
Yeah, I think it's a number of things. I think there's many fewer moderates, as the senator himself said. It's hard to be a moderate, particularly in the United States Senate. There used to be a group of people who were truly moderates that weren't, you know, left liberals, that weren't right conservatives. Now, being a moderate means you're not a conservative, and that doesn't get you many places. And if you vote with the Democrats on things that would, you know, on issues that would really seem likely or seem, you know, smart for you to vote on, given your moderate stance, you really pay the price in your party. And so I don't know that any one vote was really the key to this. However, I think that vote would have been very hard for him to explain as a Republican on the campaign trail in this particular Republican Party.
Jody, now with Senator Spector obviously moving over to the Democratic Party, what does this mean for the budget resolution, for health care reform? I mean, does this make things that much easier because they're closer to that magic 60, or were they already in a very good spot already?
Well, no, it's huge. It's absolutely huge because they're still waiting, you know, on the outcome of the Minnesota situation, they were at 58. And that meant that, you know, in the Senate, any one senator has that much more power. You know, they have to get to 60. 60 is hard to get to, as we saw in the stimulus. They had to really fight to get to 60. The House can't do a lot of things it wants to do, or can't, you know, effectively do a lot of things that can pass legislation, but then they have to turn and say, well, God, if the Senate can't pass it, what does this mean? Now, with this, they basically are going to be able to implement what they want, because they're going to be able to cut off filibusters effectively once they get, you know, Minnesota still needs to fall into place here. But it's huge. It's a huge on judicial nominees. It's huge on the president's agenda, on things like health care, on the budget. It will really make a very big difference. Now, Senator Specter has said he will not be an automatic 60th vote for the Democrats, and he has been kind of an independent-minded senator in terms of his votes historically. However, you would presume that on the big picture things, and with the full support of the White House, and the White House saying, we'll campaign for you, you know, implicit in that is that you vote with us.
Well, it's going to be really interesting to watch this one, Jody. You have a good seat watching this whole thing play out. And will they need that reconciliation vote in order to get health care passed? I mean, based on this, do you think that those plans will change?
I don't think so. I think, again, you know, it is having reconciliation does protect you, and it's also fast track. You know, it moves things along much more quickly. So I think they're still, you know, happy that they did that, and this is the way they want to do it. And when they, you know, finish up the budget here, that will be a key part of it. It doesn't hurt to have that. It's a little bit of extra insurance.